Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Husbands and wives, fathers and sons, mothers and their daughters. All of these relationships are central to the readings for today on the memorial of Saint Scholastica, which is kind of fitting because Saint Scholastica is largely known because of her twin, Saint Benedict. In the first reading, we hear about how Solomon and his heart turn away from the Lord because he offers sacrifices to strange gods based on the influence of his wives. And then we see how the Lord speaks to Solomon and tells him how, because he hasn't kept his statutes, the kingdom is going to be taken from his descendants. And he is frequently compared to his own father, David, who in this passage he is particularly noted to have fallen short of his model. The gospel focuses on a woman begging Jesus to drive a demon out of her daughter. And though Jesus initially has a harsh response to her, saying, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs," she persists and the Lord drives the demon out. Which leads us to the memorial for today of Saint Scholastica. In one of the few stories we have of her, we see that Saint Benedict and Scholastica are visiting and speaking with one another, and then when it comes to the time for Benedict to return to his monastery, Scholastica asks him to stay. It's not a part of his rule, though, and so he insists that he must leave, but she prays, and a calm, peaceful night becomes stormy and blustery, and he's unable to leave. And in the recording of this, it mentions that this makes sense because God is love, and so the one who loves more is more powerful. And we see that echoed throughout these readings, that love gives a particular power, a strength to it. That in the first reading, the emphasis is on how David loved greatly and how the Lord favored him because of this love. And Solomon, whose heart was divided, turns away from the Lord despite his wisdom, despite the Lord appearing to him. His love fades, it dwindles, and so he becomes less strong, less powerful. In the gospel, we see that this woman who loves her daughter profoundly is willing to go to Jesus and even to receive some kind of harsh words, but she persists. Because of the strength of this love, Jesus hears her plea and grants her request. And so as we begin this day, let us consider what are the ways in which we love, and then what are the ways that we fail to love well, the situations that maybe test our patience, the people who are difficult for us to embrace fully, and let's ask the Lord for the grace to love more deeply, to love more perfectly, to love like Him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the witness of Saint Scholastica, for her great love for her brother and for you. We ask that you'd grant us the grace to have a deeper love for our family, our friends, our co-workers, and every person that we encounter. That we would say yes to finding you in every person and in every moment of the day. Saint Scholastica, pray for us. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.